According to the Arkansas Department of Health, the state does not require sex education for students. If sex education is taught, it must stress sexual abstinence, and any other content is left to the discretion of the local school district. Because sex education is not required in the state, students for gender equality at the University of Arkansas have decided to help educate their peers. Monday will mark the start of Smart and Sexy Sex Education Week. Andrea Love, co-president of the group, says the inaugural Sex Education Week was organized last spring and received a positive response.
In the spring, we decided that, you know, we wanted to have some sort of event around sex ed, and it turned into a whole week because we had so many different topics that we wanted to address. And so that was in February, the first time that we held it of this year. And so we had an amazing turnout. About 300 different people came to our events over the week, and people loved it and gave us like really good feedback. And so we were excited and we wanted to do it again. And we thought that we might as well start in the fall and sort of try to market it more toward new students and freshmen especially, who probably haven't had really any of this before, and who are kind of thrown into a new environment where there is a lot of pressure to start being sexually active without much knowledge or resources about, you know, how to do that safely and in a healthy way.
The Gender Studies Department is sponsoring the week-long event that kicks off Monday with a screening of the film Straight-Laced, How Gender's Got Us All Tied Up. Andrea says in addition to basic health classes, events throughout the week will address issues of sexuality, sexual orientations, gender identities, and how gender plays into sex. The event has been organized by students, and Andrea says they wanted to control the content of Sex Education Week because they themselves are students, and as such, they understand what other students want and need as far as resources. Jody Nimmo, co-president of Students for Gender Equality, says while the group is organizing the event, they are not giving any of the presentations. The group has been able to find specialists within their own personal networks to talk about each subject.
We have a pretty great group of sexually liberated and informed friends that we can call upon for awesome events such as this one.
But other people like the person doing bystander intervention for us approached us, which was really great, and it was a new addition to this fall's presentation. And then the blogger who's speaking is somebody that I had read their blog for a long time and knew that they lived in Fayetteville, and so I contacted them, and they were really excited to participate.
The bystander intervention session is scheduled for Tuesday, following a program that focuses on treating pain with sex. Wednesday's events include a session on rape culture and two panel discussions, one on polyamory and a second on trans and gender identity. All events will take place on the U of A campus except for the Climax, a Friday night event for those 18 and up at Nightbird Books on Dixon Street. Andrea says it will be a fun and less formal way to end the week. It will feature music, speakers, discussions she says are a little more appropriate for an outside venue, as well as giveaways. Jody Nimmo, co-president of the group, says the event will also mark the launch of a new initiative called the Condom Squad. She says it's important for students to have access to resources like condoms, especially for those living in co-ed environments.
We came up with the idea for the Condom Squad as, I don't know, it kind of makes me feel like a superhero. And we decided that we would make badges of some sort, or buttons or pins, or some sort of visible signal that says to someone, if you need a resource and you see this badge on my backpack, then you can come and ask me for it. And if I don't have it, then I'll make sure that you get it. And we'd like to get as many people involved in this as we can. We've talked to some other RSOs to see if they would like to partner with us. We've had some good response there. We want to get some of the residents, some of the RAs to keep them on hand in the dorms if we can get them involved. I think that'd be really wonderful.
Andrea Love, co-president of Students for Gender Equality, says one of the reasons the week features a broad range of topics is because she is approaching the subject from a critical perspective.
You know, you can just give people condoms and say, here, like, be safe. But I think a lot more goes into how we talk about sexuality and how we think about sexuality. And, you know, we are Students for Gender Equality. We're very interested in gender issues and how that affects everything. And so you know, I think we really, since sex ed is so lacking in our schools, and since we are suffering because of it, I mean, Arkansas has atrocious rates of STDs and teen pregnancy, and so, you know, that path isn't working. And so I think to sort of fill that gap, we really need comprehensive sex ed. And in our minds, comprehensive means a bunch of different things that that these students probably haven't been exposed to before, including, you know, what it's like to be a transgender person or what it's like to live as a polyamorous family, which I think is still on the cutting edge of most discussions, not even those in the South.
According to a 2011 report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Arkansas has the 8th highest rate of gonorrhea out of the 50 states and the District of Columbia. According to a recent study by the Guttmacher Institute that uses data from 2008, Arkansas has the 5th highest rate of teen pregnancy in the country. Regardless of what event students attend, Brady Larson, Secretary and Treasurer of Students for Gender Equality, hopes they will become more at ease discussing the topic.
It's okay to talk about these subjects and these topics. It's not something to be scared of or to be nervous about. That would be the main thing that I would hope everyone would take away from it.
Something that I hope people might take away is that, you know, this is information that can last you a lifetime. It's about your health. It's about, you know, another part of your health. It's kind of controversial, though it shouldn't be. So there are some folks out there who, you know, are not planning to be sexually active for a while, this information is still valuable. So I guess I would just hope that, you know, have an open mind and you'll probably learn something.
Smart and Sexy Sex Education Week begins Monday and is free and open to the public. More information is available at uarkgender.wordpress.com.